With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
By the way, we need to kick our podcast off with our new saying, which is, hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits.
That's not new.
It's kind of new.
You've been saying that since I joined.
No.
What did you used to say?
Back in the day, it was...
Back in the day, it was,
hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts.
I'm Jamie, I'm single and I'm very lonely.
Not anymore, that's what I used to say. Didn't say anything for a while, and then we brought back into the equation... Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits. Because, Alex, nothing is off limits.
There's a few things that are off limits.
You like things being off limits.
I like to put up little white picket fences around.
Well, I don't understand why. What are you trying to hide?
Yeah, you're quite open. The only thing you're not open about is your tax return. That's the only thing that you keep. Can I say to you, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, buddy. That's when we're recording this. Do we think that Valentine's Day is a good day? Also, if you can hear buzzing in the background, it's because...
Because you gave Sophie something for Valentine's Day, didn't you? Bought her a toy.
Oh, she's using it. This is crazy, right?
Guaranteed this is not going to be that crazy.
It's not. It's crazy.
That's going to be some like middle to upper class problem.
Moved into our apartment that we've been here for a while. They've just started building works downstairs. No one told us about it. No one said anything. We have to record this episode today on a Zoom because we can't be in the same room. It's ridiculous.
Well, in my building, they've actually been abseiling down the windows. So every now and again, I'll be sat in my long johns, and like two blokes will just be like abseiling, looking through the window.
I'm like, so many questions.
Yeah,
why are you in your long johns in the middle of the day?
It's not necessarily in the middle of the day.
So at night time?
No, it's in the morning. I get up, they're here, they get here nice bright and early, 8 o'clock.
No, they're not allowed to start working until 8:30. Can you hear that buzzing in the background? Listen that. So we'll shut up for a second. Listen, here we go. That, missed it. Hold on.
This is probably the worst bonus I think anyone's ever heard. There's two middle-aged blokes complaining about building work. It's fucking terrible.
I used to always think, do you remember that advert where it was the guy, the builder, and all the women in the office were watching him, he was drinking. It was a Coca-Cola advert or a Pepsi advert.
That is Diet Coke's very famous.
I thought it'd be quite cool to be a sexy builder at some point, and then in the summertime you take your top off and everyone admires your chest.
I think we should try and recreate the Diet Coke ad with you as the Coke can.
I went and did a cryo chamber this morning, which by anyone who doesn't, I've said this before, I said it again. I do cold therapy.
Is that for your heart?
Did you know what? You can't make fun of it. Make fun of
your cold heart. Now I
make fun of stresses.
I'm not making fun of stresses. I'm purely making fun of you. It's only you that I care about.
Okay, so anyway, I started doing cold showers, 3 minutes every single morning. Stand underneath after a hot, warm shower. It shocks your body. The point is that you put yourself into this shock system.
Mm.
I started doing it. My stress levels got better. My sleep got better, everything like that. And so now I do something called cryotherapy, where I stand in a chamber for 3 minutes at minus 140.
Oosh. Anyway, 140 degrees below.
140 degrees, yeah. Minus, you know, 140.
The coldest place in the known universe is at like minus 225 or something.
Where's that?
I don't know.
There's no place which is minus 225 on Earth.
No, in the universe, in the known universe.
Oh.
I'm going to Google it now.
How do they know about it?
Well, they obviously went there on a holiday and it was shit. Well, so.
Who's been there? I could say, well, do you know what the hottest place on Earth is? It's the sun. Like I mean,
the hottest place on Earth is the sun?
In the universe.
You really are. Oh, it's minus, on the Celsius scale, it's minus 273 apparently. So that's pretty cold.
Anyway, I do cryotherapy now, which is really good for anyone who hasn't done cold therapy. I promise you, it helps your mind, it helps your body, helps you relax, helps all these different things, stress level, sleep, everything like that. I haven't had it like this before, but there's a woman who does it. And you have to take off your dressing gown, and you have your little shorts on and your socks.
Mm.
Because I haven't been training for the past week or anything like that, I was almost embarrassed to take off my dressing gown in front of her. So I sort of hovered like next to her, and she realized that I'd gone back. I was embarrassed about getting topless. I'm now embarrassed about getting topless. I'm going to go in the summertime. You're going to see me swimming in swimming pools, and I'm going to be wearing a T-shirt.
You're going to be like the Victorian women. You're going to get a tent that has to like go down to the water's edge, and then you come out of the tent with your full suit on. when you come out of the cryo chamber,
yeah.
are you wearing little pants? Because does your penis get a bit cold? After
why is
that?
It always about the penis with you?
It's not always. It's sometimes.
But why would it matter even if the penis did?
Well, you said you were worried about taking your top off. I would have thought you probably quite subconsciously had a small pecker coming out of it.
No, but this happened to me. It was even worse. Okay, I stayed up late to watch Super Bowl last night. The Rams, LA Rams versus...
Epic. You had some money on it, didn't you?
I did have some money on the Rams to win. The Rams had to win for more than 4.5 points. They won more than 4.5 points or more, I would have won money. They won by 3 points. So I didn't win any money. So I lost my money.
Mm.
But I was scratching. I got like a bite, like from a midgie or something like that.
Mm.
But it wasn't on my arm or anything. Something bit me on my...
On your Johnson.
And it on my Johnson, it swelled up.
Were you thinking, all right, this is...
No, I did not think...
This is looking good now.
Happy Valentine's Day, Sophie.
Hey, Sophie, come in here. I think Valentine's Day... causes more problems than it.
No, it doesn't cause more problems at all. I like Valentine's Day.
People get stressed out by it, it seems.
Yeah, I like Valentine's Day. It's a nice time. It's just that Sophie and I have so much going on at the moment with the wedding planning, with podcasting, with work.
With my penis being the size of a melon.
Yeah, with going to bed so late, watching the Super Bowl. Actually, it becomes quite tough. So I got a bunch of roses. I got her a bunch of roses. And
You didn't get them, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Your assistant Freya did.
Yeah, that's the same thing. We're part of the same. We're part of the same team. It is the same thing.
She's like my right hand, you know.
It's exactly the same thing. And so I got a bunch of roses. They arrived, and I forgot Sophie doesn't even like flowers. She doesn't like flowers, and I went, oh, I forgot you don't like flowers. And instead of her pretending that she went, yeah, I don't know why, it's a waste of money. Why do you buy them? And I'm like, oh, come on.
Quite rate her mentality. I like that. So yeah, it is a bit of a waste.
What is wrong with everyone? Where's this? We want
no. Look, we live in a new way of thinking now. You know, we don't want to waste. We want to. You should have planted a tree.
Okay. Question on everyone's lips. You went away this weekend to a cabin in the woods. Sounds really shifty and weird. You went to a cabin in the woods with a couple of friends. Mm-hmm. Don't know what on earth you were doing there. Did you drink?
No.
You didn't drink?
Mate, I went to have a wholesome weekend. If I was going to break, I would have broken already in London.
So
out in the town.
You booked this cabin. Mm-hmm. You went there with just two friends and nothing happened.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is going to go on?
What did you watch? Movies?
Yeah. Started watching Dope Sick.
Okay.
Have you watched it?
Yes, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh my God, I was literally like so angry watching the TV. Like America, just the shit that goes on is just mad.
It's terrible. So you started watching that. And I want to hear more. So did you go walking?
No, we couldn't because it was fucking pissing it down.
So you went to a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
And just stayed inside and watched Dope
Just because it's not the Burj Khalifa in Dubai where you like
the
to go.
The Burj Khalifa?
Why are you so anti-me going and... You know, taking
no,
a bit
I like
of nature.
It.
I'm just trying to reconnect.
Didn't take in nature because you didn't leave the cabin.
The cabin was nature. It was made of wood.
I live in a house made of wood.
No, you don't. Yes. Look at where you live.
It's a house that's made of
wood. You've got a huge poster of Madonna behind you. What are you talking about?
That's also made of wood. So hang on. You went to this cabin in the woods to have a wholesome time. You just sat inside because it rained.
Yeah. Look, cooked food. There was a nice little hob. There was a fire, there was a log burner.
Did you have to shit outside as well? I mean, what is this place?
I did a couple of wild wees, but no, there was a toilet up at the main bit. Mate, we should go. I mean, actually, to be fair, I think you just complain the whole time.
I'm way more outdoorsy than you are.
Name two reasons why you're way more outdoorsy.
Okay, I could. For, name three knots.
Okay, forget me not. I can't think of any other. I don't know knots, but that, you don't need knots to be outside.
Of course, you do to survive, to tie things to stuff.
To tie your Porsche 911 to the.
Okay, another thing. You go, but you don't know how to start a fire.
I do. I've started many fires, one of which is in your heart. No, I did. I had the fire going all weekend. I was Mr. Fireman. I get down there, I blow on it, get it stoked. If you get lost in the wild, trust me, you want to be with me.
If I got lost in the wild, 100%, I would survive over you.
You would survive over me because you'd murder me, like. Within the
first, doesn't matter how I do it, I'd survive 100%. I'd just survive.
But that's just wrong.
I would survive.
You'd use me as, like, I don't know. You'd use me as a sleeping bag. You'd open me up and get inside.
Okay, so just quickly. So you promised me no drinking, no nothing. You're still being sober.
No booze.
Okay, so you're doing well. Okay. We've also got some voice notes from our Private Parts listeners. Thank you to everyone who did. Please, if you do want to get in touch, slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. We asked lots of our Private Parts listeners what a perfect date with Alex would be like. These were the responses, Alex. So we have one from Hayley who says, the perfect date with you and her would be this.
Hi, guys. So in response to your question, you're on a date with Mitt, what would you do? First of all, it would have to be after his 100 days of sobriety, because otherwise it's just no fun. So true. Once that's over, I think it'd be summertime, we'll go to a festival or something, try and keep the day a little eco-friendly, because I know he's into saving the planet and all that, and not keen on strangling gorillas, so won't be doing anything like that. Then in the evening, I thought we could play a game of, like, strip poker, and maybe I'll get Greta Thunberg down and David Attenborough and just have a laugh, really. Because I've heard, actually, when he was on Made in Chelsea, he was quite into orgies, weren't he? So maybe he'd be up for that. Anyway, I'm sure it'd be fun, so let me know when he's free. Thanks,
guys. Sounds absolutely banging. I'm in.
Sorry, you, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, Greta Thunberg and David Attenborough
playing strip poker together.
Having an orgy with Hayley. It was quite annoying that everyone thinks that I need booze to be fun.
Yeah, they do, because you talk about it so much.
I can be fun.
Okay, we got another one. Benji says this, that he would do a date with you.
My fitten mitten fantasy date would be for Alex to show up mine, looking all fit, wearing tight black leather trousers. He's too keen, so he wants to take it straight to the bedroom because he loves it kinky. So I tie his hands to the bed frame with his tie and then gag him with some shiny duct tape to accessorize.
We can't do that. It's too much. We can't. It was going in too deep. I had to cancel it. Benji went in hard there.
All I got to, and then I had to cancel it,
was that he was tying you up and then gagging you. I can't. Benji, you can't send things like that into the Private Parts Instagram.
Jay, you said there's no limits. Everything is off.
I'm a bit worried now.
There's no limits.
Okay, fine. We have one more, which is from Holly.
Hey, guys. Alex for Valentine's. I think we should just fly to Mexico. Tacos, tequilas. Let's go.
See, look. She's speaking my language. I like that people now know what I'm into. We've got the eco bit, we've got tacos, we've got Mexico.
We've got the eco bit. Look at that.
That's me all over, mate.
Oh my God. Okay. Because it's Valentine's Day, by the way. A couple of things that we have found out. Did you know that you can now pay to join the Mile High Club? £480 for 40 minutes. A company in Las Vegas is offering flights on a plane with a bed in it so couples can get busy at 10,000 feet. After every flight, Love Cloud has a cleaning service that cleans every part of the aircraft with specific cleaning products to kill any and all germs, said company founder Andy Johnson. Thank you, Andy Johnson, for that. But I don't think that's a real Mile High Club. Mile High Club means you have to do it on, like, a plane, you know, like...
I think that's the whole point of it, because it's the risk of, you know, there being a load of other people around. If you're in a pre-designed Love Bullet flying through there, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
If you're flying around on a plane up in the air that's been organized specifically to do the Mile High Club, that's not joining the Mile High Club.
Also, there's a lot of pressure on that moment. Can you imagine if you finished in the first, like, 3 minutes and then you've got another
40 minutes ago. And you're just in the back of a weird plane. And the pilot knows what you're doing. He knows what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. He's every now and again just looking back.
Okay, also, because it's Valentine's Day and lots of people, or when we're recording this, it's Valentine's Day. Do you want to know what the sex position that burns the most calories is? It burns 211 calories in half an hour.
Is it the one where you tie their legs around your head and swing them around.
No, it's called the butter churner.
Oh, God. You want to get buttery? That sounds...
It's called the butter churner.
Yeah.
It burns, 211 calories every half an hour.
But what is the butter
churner? I don't know. Google it. You're going to have to Google it.
Do you get a load of lurp? Okay, what do you think it is? So when you churn butter... I'm imagining a sort of circular motion with your penis.
And here we go. The butter churner sex position is... Images. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've got to Google this.
Don't even Google that. That is absolutely horrendous.
What is it?
Go on to images. For anyone.
Whoa. Well, he's got a newspaper in his hand. Are you...
Oh my God.
The butter churn. Is that how you churn butter?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
Right.
I don't. The butter churner. Oh my God. Okay. To all of you listeners, if you want to find out, just Google the butter churner sex position and have a look.
I think if some of you could try it out, tell us how it goes next week.
Listen, to all you listeners, what we do want to do is we want to hear your confessions. We want to hear confessions about joining the Mile High Club, something, anything at all. We want to hear from you. Remember, you can stay anonymous if you would like. Slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. We really, 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 really want to hear from you. Valentine's Day is lonely for you, buddy. Have you got any cards or anything like that? Anyone taking you on a date? Anything at all?
I've got absolutely zilch. Do you know what though, Jay? I don't need it. Happiness is from within. Yeah, I'm content.
That's so true. Hey, listen, by the way, we have another huge episode this Friday coming out. Big one.
Ooh, what is it?
We're going to keep it a surprise for you this time.
What is it?
All of your listeners, please remember to sign up to our Patreon for ad-free content and get in contact with us on our Instagram at Private Podcast. As always, we're back on Friday for another big episode. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a swell day, have a swell Wednesday. If you didn't have a Valentine's Day, I apologise, and all the admittance you're in it with him, but we'll see you on Friday, and we love you.
Yeah, lots of love. Loads of it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.